Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials are expected to release new data about the spread of COVID-19 on Friday that led to their decision that vaccinated people wear masks in some situations, a reversal of previous guidance.
You want to know how we put this virus behind us? Well, I'll tell you how. We need to get more people vaccinated.
The report to be released by the CDC comes from a recent investigation of a coronavirus outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts, according to a federal official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Former Senator Carl Levin, a powerful voice on military issues in Washington and a staunch supporter of the auto industry back home in Michigan during his record tenure in the U.S. Senate, has died. He was 87. The Harvard-educated civil rights attorney and former taxi driver died Thursday, his family announced in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled the moratorium would only be extended until the end of the month. The White House said President Joe Biden would have liked to extend the federal eviction moratorium. Instead, Biden called on Congress to extend the eviction moratorium to protect such vulnerable renters and their families without delay. Jill Biden stepped on something and got an infection in her foot. Wendy King has more.
First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was defrocked after a Vatican investigation confirmed he had sexually molested adults as well as children, has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy during a wedding reception in Massachusetts in 1974, court records show. McCarrick is the first cardinal in the U.S. to ever be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor, according to Mitchell Garabedian, a well-known lawyer for church sexual abuse victims who is representing the man alleging the abuse by McCarrick. McCarrick faces three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, according to documents filed in the Dedham District Court on Wednesday. New changes to the Paycheck Protection Program. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Millions of small businesses that received money from the Paycheck Protection Program in order to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic will soon be able to use an online portal to apply directly for loan forgiveness. The Small Business Administration saying the direct portal, which is set to open on August 4th, will be available to business owners with PPP loans worth less than $150,000. Previously, businesses could only apply for PPP loan forgiveness through their lender. Eligible individuals will receive an email from the SBA with a link to the portal. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live. It wasn't going to be easy, especially in light of all these narratives that are going out there. And we try to, be discerning and be ever watchful about what is truth and who's lying to us, right? Horace Cooper is with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Hey, Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, always good to have you here and your balanced perspective. Help us out here. Let's talk about what the CDC is doing to us and what the Biden administration is doing to us regarding this Delta variant. I mean, they say they're following the science. We're looking at the science and compared to what COVID initially had done and how many people they were putting in the hospital and people were dying. And then we find out later on, when it came to just COVID only, it was about 5% was actually the people that died, according to the CDC right now. Okay, that was their report here about a month ago. Of course, that headline went away really quick because that didn't fit the and tie into their narrative to keep them keep us under control and to continue to surrender our liberties. And now we've got this Delta variant, and this is another opportunity for the Biden administration and the Democrats to tighten the screws even more so.
So I say that there are two perspectives that one could take on this. The first perspective is that this is a great opportunity to expand control and influence and make this a perpetual change that will always justify further intrusion and more financial commitments on the part of the federal government. A less aggressive approach is that the progressives in Washington and the Biden administration itself is in a panic, and they are afraid of what they see, and they are therefore pushing ideas that will allow any time they panic again to be able to expand themselves and the federal government further in our lives, influence, and also justify financial outlays. Both scenarios end up with the same result, and that's less freedom for us, a more burdensome debt load, and the government having a mandate to interfere. The evidence, the actual evidence, appears that we are 10 to 15 days away from, quote, this being all over. The quote is from me, this being all over. The Delta variant in other locations outside of America comes in strong and leaves very quickly, very rapidly. If places like Texas, I was just at Freedom Fest in South Dakota, places like Florida reject the fear panic continue on operating as normal, what will happen is in 10 to 15 days, everyone will look around and see that all of the places like the District of Columbia, like Maryland, like the federal government, and the White House were just panicking. Mm-hmm. And it will make it less likely, that when they panic again, that others are going to follow.
Exactly.
But if, on the other hand, the panic takes hold, and you're able to get Texas to reverse itself, and you're able to get Florida to reverse itself, a very, very significantly dangerous phenomenon will happen, which is when it passes, there are going to be people that say, let's just keep it in place just in case.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We've got to remain vigilant. We've got to make sure that we call upon those areas in America that have not adopted these draconian shutdown protocols to stand firm. And what you're going to see is New York worried that people are heading to Florida or Texas. California, in the same way, will pressure the federal government to pull back on all of its efforts.
Well, this could be the final death blow to Gavin Newsom, who's under recall in California, because, you know, to your exact point, he is doubling down on these draconian restrictions. He went immediately, and then he started attacking anybody who has not been vaccinated. And again, pitting people against one another, which Joe Biden has been doing, the supposed uniter of our country. And all he's been doing is dividing us all the more. And, you know, and the people are going, look at what's going on. I mean, even minorities, Horace, Hispanics and blacks, you know, they're not necessarily running, you know, to go get a shot. I mean, they're asking questions like, how come after all these injections, where's the federal government? Where's the FDA in finally approving this? I mean, this has been a real live test trial, and yet they can't approve and make this an approved vaccine.
So the FDA is supposed to be able to give America its gold star seal of approval. If you want to convince people that something is safe, something should be considered, one of the things that you do is that you provide that the rigorous types of testing that's necessary to get the gold star seal of approval. It's going to be August in just a couple of days, and this administration, which claims it's on top of things, hasn't paid little to any attention to seeing to it. Now, if it can't be given the gold star seal of approval, then the American people need to be told that as well. You are exactly right that places like California, but also places like Virginia, that are up for an election this fall, are really going to be focusing in on whether or not this pushback to shutdowns and a mask mandate and all of the other related restrictions, whether or not that was justified. If, as I say, Texas and Florida carry on as normal, it is going to be very toxic politically for California and also for Virginia.
Exactly.
Virginia has had a Democrat as governor for the last 12 years, and that is something that could dramatically change. And it's been 16 in California. The mask mandate, the shutdowns, these are very, very unpopular, and the White House gave cover with these efforts, perhaps, or they panicked. It's not clear, but it could be dangerous for both elections.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are, Horace, and I appreciate your encouragement, 10 to 15 days, saying this is going to be in the rearview mirror. I mean, it was 15 days to flatten the curve, and here we are. I mean, in essence, already the curve is flattened because forget about the percentages. Look at the real numbers. And when you look at the real numbers, boy, I think America's done a good job in responding to this virus because things are really much better, even though to hear the politicians and hear, you know, even the CDC that seems to be, you know, not apolitical that we would hope they would be, are leading us down the wrong path. We've got more from Horace after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God's unconditional love is a new concept for many people who've been raised to worship false deities. And we rejoice when we receive feedback from listeners who through the Tide Ministry have come to know the Lord and how God really feels about them. One young woman recently wrote to share how Christ's love has impacted her life through listening to the Tide Gospel Radio broadcast in Kosovo. I live in a culture where women have to fight for everything and where sexual harassment is considered normal, she said. Listening to how God took care of Ruth and Naomi deeply touched my heart. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom and peace to weary hearts. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping listeners in Kosovo and other countries find peace in the Word of God and how you can help, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Oh, that's our commitment to you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. You know, the whole irony of all this, Horace, to lend credence to what you were laying out in the first segment here, is you know, which really adds to the confusion of this message from this administration, is, you know, okay, it's time to mask up. Nancy Pelosi is threatening the congressmen and women in D.C. to make sure they're wearing masks or they're going to be arrested. This is so ludicrous. But meanwhile, I guess maybe the congressmen and women need to go to the southern border, because there it doesn't matter. You don't have to wear a mask. You can have COVID. If you got COVID, Biden will put you on a jet, a plane, a truck. Military will transport you. Catholic Relief ministries will come in and take care of you, not even concerned that you're a carrier of COVID and this new Delta variant that's flying around. I mean, it's no wonder the citizens of America are confused.
So the Constitution of the United States guarantees that citizens of these United States can go from one state to another. Notwithstanding that guarantee, places like California, Alaska, and Hawaii have set up state legislative restrictions on who and how people may come in. And if you attempt to either take exotic animals or even designated animals that may not be so exotic into or out of these jurisdictions, plants into or out of these jurisdictions, or sickness into or out of these jurisdictions, you can be restricted by state government. When this has been challenged, the Supreme Court has upheld it. All of a sudden, I'm now supposed to understand that when I go to Hawaii and I have to answer these questions and I could be subject to being returned, or when I'm driving and I enter California, I could be randomly interrogated. If Texas specifically says the very disease that the national government is saying is an emergency, we are going to take actions to ensure that it's not being spread within our state, is somehow in conflict with federal law. I do think this is something that's going to need to be brought to federal court and let the Supreme Court resolve the matter.
Exactly. Real quick here, there's something going on regarding the election audit. And what's coming to the front here, and very quickly, is that Twitter has suspended the 2020 Maricopa County election audit accounts, and the Biden Department of Justice threatens to sue to lock in the 2020, what they call election chaos, according to the Federalist. These are interesting signals, Horace Cooper.
So what America has now learned is if big tech tells you you can't have access to this information, that's almost proof positive that the information is valuable. Everything big tech told us about Hunter Biden's laptop ended up being false, and the opposite ended up being true. The very reason that many Americans are rejecting the government's advice on the vaccine stems from two sentences. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. Mm. Both statements the Associated Press said were the lie of the year. The American people have learned from big tech, and they have learned from Washington, that those pronouncements aren't just likely to be inaccurate, they are likely to be false. I am waiting to see what the audit results are, but when I see the actions of big tech and the threats from the Department of Justice, it helps me to understand that there is some information there that will be very, very powerful and impactful.
Well, Mike Lindell has put together his evidence. He's got a presentation coming up in a couple weeks. It's 72 hours of evidence, Horace Cooper. And he has what really translates to the DNA of a crime scene. He's got it. He's got it all down. He's going to present it 72 hours. And he you were just at Freedom Fest, and he was at Reawaken American Tour the week before. And he made the announcement based on their numbers that Donald Trump was able to garner 80 million votes versus 68 million to Joe Biden. And you've got now over 50% of America. This is Republicans and Democrats. This is everyday citizens of our great country saying we need an audit to know for sure. I mean, this is unprecedented, Horace.
Well, so in 2000, after an election in which there was a challenge and a standoff, and the Supreme Court ultimately intervened, the media said it was its job to be skeptical, to ask questions. And in fact, even into the beginning of the Bush administration, nearly 18 months into the George W. Bush administration, the Associated Press, CBS, CNN, all issued a report expressing strong confidence that George W. Bush was the likely winner in Florida, regardless of the method of counting, and therefore was the lawfully elected president. I mention that to say that they have completely abdicated their responsibilities.
Yes.
They didn't do then what they're doing now. We actually had a Supreme Court written opinion, and yet they still questioned and they still investigated. We have no Supreme Court ruling, no Supreme Court opinion. What we have had was an abdication on the part of courts at the federal level in intervening in any way whatsoever, and a media that relies on the abdication as the basis for saying there's nothing to see here.
Exactly.
Why? Americans are now saying to themselves, too many irregularities happen, and we need to see to it that people are confident that when they show up to vote, their choices are ultimately going to be reflected in the outcome of the election.
And this brings us to the January 6th committee hearing. And this is what, Minority Leader McCarthy wanted to investigate. And I agree that, look, if you're going to investigate January 6th, you've got to investigate the whole causal event. You really have to go back, you know, to November, not necessarily run an audit. I mean, I think that's a whole nother committee to really look into that if they're really serious about making sure that going forward we have legitimate, unquestionable elections taking place. But I mean, at least understand, because January 6th was a reaction to what happened in November. But they want to just take a snapshot of January the 6th. So as legal counsel, what is your recommendation for we the people and how we discern what's coming out of this committee?
Well, one, it's not helpful to put people on to testify that the Americans who came and who complained about those election irregularities were all racist. Mm-hmm. I say, show me the video. This looks a lot more, when Officer Harry Dunn spoke, sounded a lot more like Jussie Smollett than it sounded like any actual recitation of events. Maybe you perceived them to be bigoted, but that's because as a radical progressive, Officer Dunn, anybody who disagrees with you, you think are. We also absolutely need to understand how many people from the FBI and other government agencies were infiltrated, whose job it was to engage in behavior that was lawless as an inducement to get other people to join in with them. Was that 2? Was that 10? Was that 100? These are important questions, and a real investigation would also ask about that, as well as the preparation that the speaker had for the law enforcement capability for this event.
Well, and, in testimony, a couple of the officers said that they were ill-prepared. I mean, this is after all the money and the investigation that went into the Capitol security after 9/11. And also look at the numbers, Horace, of the people that came in there and the number of officers. I mean, at worst, it was 1-to-1. How do officers on a 1-to-1 ratio get overwhelmed by half the number of people? That is beyond me. Horace Cooper, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials are expected to release new data about the spread of COVID-19 on Friday that led to their decision that vaccinated people wear masks in some situations, a reversal of previous guidance.
You want to know how we put this virus behind us? Well, I'll tell you how. We need to get more people vaccinated.
The report to be released by the CDC comes from a recent investigation of a coronavirus outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts, according to a federal official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Former Senator Carl Levin, a powerful voice on military issues in Washington and a staunch supporter of the auto industry back home in Michigan during his record tenure in the U.S. Senate, has died. He was 87. A Harvard-educated civil rights attorney and former taxi driver died Thursday, his family announced in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With you. In the final analysis of, which is yet to be written, understood, regarding COVID, when you go back to where it all began, it started with a team of people that were not known for their credibility, okay? The Imperial College in London, England. Same people that gave us all the global warming projections, right? And so we take their models, scare the holy what have you out of people. We were just so concerned. We had 15 days to flatten the curve. And, of course, we know how that went. The president at the time, President Trump, reacted, and the administration reacted swiftly, to get vaccines going, to make sure there were resuscitators, building. They were too short. He helped New York in so many ways, which they conveniently ignored for whatever reason. God only knows. All this was done for New Yorkers to help save the people, because we were told that it was going to be so bad, and which it was. But after everything was all said and done, the CDC even reported a month ago that of the people that died of COVID only, that only represented less than 5% of the 600,000. Well, take a look at that number. You're talking, around 30,000 people, which is still a lot of people, but that's half the number of a usual flu season. So we have really been twisted in all kinds of knots. And then the president wonders, the governor of California and New York as well, wonder why we, the people, are not willing to give them any more of our arms and credibility because of all the lies. They haven't been straight up with us. And now the latest is this Delta variant, or the reason that the CDC implores this new mask mandate is because of a study done in India on a vaccine that we're not even using. I mean, this is absurd. But this is our government. This is what's going on right now. And this is why our next guest, Craig Huey, who's been shouting from the rooftops, he is the proverbial watchman. And when it comes to election integrity as well, who has been going to churches all over the country ever since I've known him for well over 12 years, you know, trying to shake people into reality that apathy gets you this kind of government, and it also conditions the marketplace in such a way that our kids start thinking that maybe socialism is the way to go. Craig Huey, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great, and great to be with you also.
Well, you just, as Horace Cooper was just saying, you know, he just came back from Freedom Fest. You were at Freedom Fest this past weekend. And, of course, a lot of people talking about election integrity. Over half the country now, Craig, Democrats, Republicans alike are saying, hey, look, we need to look into this. You know, an audit. This deserves an audit. We need to check the numbers. And interesting, what's happening in the background is Twitter is now canceling all the Twitter accounts for, you know, people coming out of Maricopa on the audits there in Arizona. They're canceled. The Biden Department of Justice is threatening to sue to lock in the 2020 election. They want to put this thing to bed. They don't want to talk about it anymore. But, you know, there's something about the truth. It is really stubborn, isn't it?
You know, Bill, it is a war on truth that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a war on truth because the socialist mentality that's out of Washington, D.C., they see that they're losing control. They see that they're losing their power base. And across America, from schools for masks, for forced vaccinations, for closing down businesses, for talking about having another lockdown, we are seeing a revolt of people who are intuitively saying, we're a free country. This is not right. Something's going on that is attacking our individual liberty, that is unconstitutional. I even heard some politicians talking about closing the churches again. Yeah. And so we're really at a crossroads, and people cannot give up. People cannot say, hey, this was a broken election this last time. I'm not going to vote again. I'm just going to sit this thing out. We have 2021 local elections. We have 2022 critical statewide elections. And then we have 2024 coming up for the presidential election, which to me probably will determine the future of freedom in the world, not just in America. And so it's so critical. And right now, what you just mentioned, the Department of Justice is having a war on election integrity. Here's what a lot of people don't understand. Biden came in as president. He brought with him not people who were experts in running government and being administrators. He brought in an army of ideologues who are pro-socialist, anti-Christian, ones who want to transform culture and politics by the force and use of government, not through legislation, but through the power of the bureaucracy.
Exactly.
And what has happened in the Department of Justice, they saw what was going on with these audits. And Bill, the audit in Arizona is going to show voter fraud. The audit in Arizona has identified so many thousands of votes that would have changed the election in Arizona. They're going to be doing that hopefully in Georgia and other states. Mm-hmm. And it's showing what needs to be done to protect the election in 2022. Mm-hmm. But what the Department of Justice did is they filed a lawsuit against the new election law in Georgia. Now, just think of this. The federal government at war with election integrity laws, you know, voter ID and things like this. And then they looked at Arizona.
And but that's intimidation, Craig. That you know that's intimidation. They're trying to intimidate these states.
Yeah.
This is what they did going into. Yeah. And in fact, I was talking with Ed Pizzoli with Tripp Scott down in Miami, and he's a GOP strategist. And I said, "What happened here?" And he says, "Well, look, we sounded the alarm. We told the RNC they needed to do something because we saw that Mark Elias and 600 Democratic attorneys were going into these red states." States to yeah. change the laws, and they did not react appropriately, and as a result, these states were intimidated because they were threatened with lawsuits and what have you, and COVID and all this stuff that was going on, and they buckled, and in buckling, they compromised our election.
Yes, Bill, you nailed it on that, because here's, and for everybody who's listening, when you vote for Secretary of State, you got to vote for a person with integrity and gut to stand up now against the federal government. When you're voting for the county commissioner in charge of the elections, you got to vote not for somebody who's going to cave. And what the left has done, they have purposely poured millions of dollars into these elections to elect radicals in these positions. But not only this, Bill, this is going to really, I hope it upsets to the core everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stop states from doing these audits. And so part of it is lawsuit. And just think of this. When the federal government does a lawsuit, they have unlimited time, unlimited money, and unlimited resources. They are such a power that anybody has to be scared. Now, think if it was just you, Bill. If it was mm-hmm. just you and you were trying to help in one of these audits, and you were volunteering your time, and all of a sudden you get a letter from the Department of Justice that says, number one, you are interfering with the election integrity of the United States. And the federal government has determined that you're violating the Civil Rights Act, the Voters' Rights Act, and you're intimidating voters. And they send you this letter saying that you're going to get 1 year in prison and thousands of dollars of fine. That's what happened to the people in Arizona who were working, volunteering their time and their energy to count these ballots, to verify that there was voter fraud. And the next step, they were going to double check with the thousands and thousands of ballots that looked like they were fraudulent. They were going to check with the people to see if that was actually their vote. Now they're scared to do this because they're going to be put in jail, according to the federal government. This letter went one step further, Bill. It crossed the line.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Craig Huey. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know, there is that time, like the Declaration of Independence says, when, you know, the people who give their consent to the governed no longer see the benefit of that which is governing them. And I believe this is what we're coming to, and why the Biden administration, the Justice Department behind them, and other forces are so nervous, because what it's all based on, really, when it comes down to, Craig, you're exactly right, it's election integrity. You know, the truth is very stubborn. It will not go away quietly. And it's to the point, and they're seeing the numbers, when you've got over 50% of America, Republicans and Democrats alike, saying an audit is called for on this election, and now the Justice Department wants to squash it all together, and they just want to say, hey, boom, we're going to shut it down. There's no audit coming. You know, the people voted, decided it's already been so, and they want us to believe that all these legal proceedings in these various judges like that has been conclusive. And what they don't understand is most of those decisions by the judges, they just said, hey, we don't want to hear it. You don't have standing, so to speak, on a technicality. They just sent them off on their way. But, you know, with this evidence that's coming forth, and again, you see the signs of what's going on with the Justice Department and big tech. And I believe, Craig, you know, these 72 hours of evidence that Mike Lindell is going to be sharing with the country on August the 10th, 11th and 12th. Is so conclusive that the people are going to be clearly outraged, because big tech, mainstream media is not going to have control of this narrative, because here is the evidence of a crime scene that has happened, has been perpetrated on the American people. And now what are you going to do about it?
Well, what you have is a situation, Bill, where truth is being attacked. Where the Department of Justice, the federal government, Biden administration is at war on truth. They're trying to hide the truth. They're trying to laugh at the truth. They're trying to mock the truth. But they also are trying to suppress the truth with fear. Mm-hmm. And so when the Department of Justice looked at Arizona and saw that they had not speculation, but actual votes that were counted by hand and with lots of security, lots of verification, multiple eyes, and proved that these votes were fraudulent. These were not true votes. These were people who looked like it was manufactured ballots, mm-hmm. looked like it was ballots that somebody, you know, multiple things, the type of signature and marks. You had ballots that were people who weren't registered to vote or didn't live in Arizona. A variety of different things. They had the proof. And now they're on their last step. And they're about ready to make the announcement, and they get this letter from the Department of Justice. The bureaucracy wants to put fear into the lives of these people to suppress that audit, to stop other states from having that audit. And so part of the letter was that you're going to get a jail fine of 1 year, that you'll get a financial fine. And then not only that, they are asking everybody who's involved in the audit, Bill, put on your seatbelt. That in the letter, they asked them, were you there in the Capitol on January 6th? Have you been associated with any voter fraud group? Have you been part of any domestic terrorist organization? And a whole list of things that they're trying to assault and marginalize these individuals. And then they ask, we want all your text, email, phone calls, voicemails. We want all communications you've had for the last 2 years. And they've asked that these people send that to them.
This is all in this letter.
Yes.
That's given to everyday citizens that are trying to do their civic duty. They've gone out, responded to the call to help the election process, and this is what they get. And of course, at their own expense, they have to respond. But meanwhile, the Justice Department is using the people's money.
Yeah, the taxpayers' money is being used. If they don't have the financial resources to fight back, they don't have the financial resources to be able to protect themselves. They're putting fear in anybody in any state that's trying to prove there's fraud. They're putting fear in any type of elected official that they'll have the federal government after them. So they're using the power and force of the federal government to violate the freedom of speech of these people, and it's wrong, it's disgusting. But we've got to let people know about this. We've got to be able to stand firm, and we've got to make sure it doesn't stop us from proving there was election fraud. And we can't let this listen to despair. We've got to be able. People in California have an election coming up that's the most historic, epic election. There's city council elections. There's school board elections. There's county elections in 2021. We've got to do something. And we've got to have people walking doors, knocking on, making phone calls, donating. People have to be praying. People have to be
without a doubt, especially
in this election.
You know, Craig, I reminded everybody. I know people for a season. You know, we've heard time and again, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, and people have gotten weary of hearing that, and I'm saying you cannot get weary. Mm-hmm. That is God's specific. You know, instruction that, you know, those who are called by his name must humble themselves. They must pray. They must seek his face. They must turn from their wicked ways. If they do that, God will respond. That this is his promise to respond. And you're waiting on God's response right now. And I'm saying, where are you with that prescription? You know, I attended an event where there were 50 speakers and a good number of pastors. And I can tell you, Craig, that was one verse I did not hear. And I was shaken by that. I thought, wait a minute, what are we missing here? Because this is the critical prescription. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Now, you know, this call for humility is in the face of incredible arrogance that is flying around our culture, you know, and it has permeated our culture. It's being manifest and exampled by our leaders when you see what's happening. I mean, when Joe Biden says, look it, I can still accept Holy Communion. Nancy Pelosi says that's my issue. I'll be the judge of that. Oh, really? I mean, you know, like God's not the judge of it. And then you got Congressman Lou out of California who says, I dare you not to serve me Holy Communion. And one Catholic told me, he says, you know, what an arrogant statement against the Catholic bishops. I said, Catholic bishops, nothing. That is against God.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Bill, you know, you nailed it. The failure of the church, the failure of church leadership, the failure of the pastors to call people to repentance in this time, when we're looking not only at what is happening with the federal government, but we're looking at what's happening with the culture. When we're looking at wildfires that are out of control, we're looking at so many things in our culture, in our society, in our politics, that we need to be on our knees before a true and living God, mm-hmm. crying out for forgiveness, repenting of our sins, and asking for mercy and asking for help. And until there's revival in America, we're not going to solve our problem.
No, you can't. Yeah, Joe Biden can't solve. Yeah, Joe Biden. I mean, when I heard a businessman yesterday, Craig, are you ready for this? He wants to put up $5 million so that Donald Trump and Barack Obama would come together and heal the nation's ills. What a waste of money. What a waste of money.
Total waste. The solution is in the Word of God, and that solution is a repentance. And the repentance starts, and throughout the United States. Your listeners right now, they can call out to God. They can make this something that they personally take responsibility for, and they can see it maybe spread through their family,
yes.
through their community, through their state. This has happened to America before. We've had two major times where people were on their knees throughout the United States, holding hands high in the heaven, asking for forgiveness, repenting of their sins, asking God to give them salvation, to cry out to God for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it changed our nation. It laid the foundation
exactly.
for the American independence and the Civil War and the destruction of slavery. We need that today. We're in a crisis that only God can ultimately solve.
Well, it's amazing. People want to get out of here. I mean, we got people moving out of New York in droves. I think U-Haul at one point said the number one rental state in the union was California, one way out of California. they want to go out, but you know, I say, look at, you know, going horizontal is not the answer. We got to go vertical.
Yeah.
We really have to go vertical. We have to ascend. We have to ascend to God. And go in humility and to, you know, open up our hearts and say, God, look, we've blown this. I mean, you gave us this great American idea to cherish.
Yeah.
And you've been there every step of the way, and we've turned our back on you. God, please forgive us. You know, for the sake of our children and the coming generations, and not only for America, Craig, because as you know, what America, you know, you imagine, I mean, Dinesh D'Souza posed this question in, one of his best documentaries, you know, what if America was no longer around? What would have happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
it, I'll tell you, if that'll bring fear to you, you know, to just to ponder on that alone, that should be enough. You know, as Craig says, look at as much as it would count on any one of us, you know, don't worry about the parade. Don't worry about a incredible that's of God. That's of the Holy Spirit. God will make that happen. But do your part, and we'll all link hands together, brother to brother, sister to sister. Craig Huey, as always, appreciate the time, brother. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination.